Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
Hola, happiest podcast fam. I just got emotional just saying hola. It is your boy Nick. Ho ho ho. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I'm coming at you with my final time hosting. That's right. This is it. The moment you've all been waiting for. My final episode. I can't say totally final because I'll be back.
Someday,
literally, maybe next week and the week after that.
Maybe
sooner
soon.
Rather than later. Yeah. But let's introduce the team that I've got with me here. We've got Mel Riley.
Hey everybody.
We've got Andrew Bailey.
What up?
We've got AJ Mulholland.
Hello, hello.
And Hunter Hazen.
Eddie did me last. Hey!
I almost went Andrew last, so you're like,
well, I'm actually a little upset because I was waiting on it.
Hurt.
So sorry.
Oh, would you have?
I'm always last.
Hey, this can't start an argument, gentlemen.
Anyways, this is next day.
This is it. This is the final episode for me. I announced this a couple of weeks ago. I'm excited, but I'm also very sad. And so I've got a lot of emotions tied into this episode. We're going to have some fun. I have some curveballs that I'm going to throw the host that they don't know about. Yep. They all just looked at me like, what are you talking about, Nick? So that'll be coming at you soon. And then I also sent them some presents. So it's Christmas. Hopefully you guys are enjoying your holiday season. This is dropping on Christmas weekend. So obviously, Saint Nick had to go to work and send these guys some gifts to open on the episode. So we'll get into that as well. But before we jump into everything, let's go around the table. Anybody have anything?
I'm going to Disney World.
You are.
I'm excited. Kind of spur of the moment, kind of planned it for a long time. It was one of those where it was on our calendar literally for 6 months. And then we got a month out and nothing was planned. And I was like, so are we doing this? And things just kind of fell into place.
It's exciting. So, Bash's return to Walt Disney World, right?
Yep. Last time he was there, he was, I want to say, 8 months old.
Okay.
That was in December of his birth year. Yes. So yeah, roughly about 8 months old. So couldn't really ride anything. Loved the Skyliner, rode the carousel, and now he is literally 36 inches tall on the dot. We went to Shields to the Ferris wheel that you have to be 36 inches tall to ride, and they got the little stick out with the little flat piece, and they made him stand under it, and I'm confirmed. So I'm not going to have any of those moments where I take him up and I'm like, oh, I thought you were 36. Tested, confirmed. So he can officially
Don't
ride the Barnstormer.
It.
Yeah, you never know.
I'm bringing some platform shoes just in case.
We've had some.
I was about to
moments,
say we do not encourage
some of the bikini.
No.
If I can make that 36 inches 40 inches, then we can
ride more.
I just need 4 inches
it.
Of lift.
We do not condone that behavior at the happiest.
Do not listen to him.
Aren't
we
there like UGG
condone.
Boots now that give you that? Like,
no.
Aren't those a thing?
I just got some platform little loafers from Target. Bought
them.
They're like $12.
You're probably the same size. So.
Exactly.
True. Wow. He can just borrow mine when y'all come down.
But
I got my platform super hot pink Sabrina Carpenter heels from Target too. I'm sure he could rock those, please. They gave me like an extra 6 inches.
Fingers crossed for a 4-inch growth spurt between now and end of January. But for now, I think I looked it up and it's Alien Swirling Saucers and Barnstormer. He'll be able to ride at 36 inches tall. There's a ton of stuff at 40 inches, like a ridiculous amount of stuff that gets unlocked. So that'll be the next time, which will be all right.
Like
unlocked.
A video game.
Like
no,
a challenge.
It's true. It's like level up. Every time that your kid hits like a certain like height, it does. It opens up a whole new world of possibilities. That's been fun for like both boys to like hit those different markers. We were actually at Universal tonight and Ethan was so close to being able to ride Hagrid's and he was super bummed, but he was like, I mean, he's like a couple inches away. So I feel like by the end of 2024, he'll be able to ride Hagrid's with us, which is exciting. Yeah.
That is tough to be like, you go often and you like have the, let's check this time. And let's check this time. No, but I've been checking like since January of this past year. I've been getting the tape measure out like once a month and being like,
cracking
Bash, lay down. Let's see. Okay, you're trending towards 36 inches around this time.
You've got
time.
A graph going.
Maybe we'll be all
right. On Excel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm projecting out his growth rates. I'm thinking 40 inches by November 2024.
Oh, everyone mark it down. We'll have to see if his projections
are. He would have some sort of Excel sheet for this.
We'll see. But yeah, here's to the start of my Disney World trips being scheduled around Sebastian's height.
Yeah.
I love that.
Fun times. You're going to have a blast. It'll be so much fun. I'm excited for you guys.
It'll be great. I'm excited for that 16-hour drive.
I'm excited to see you.
It'll be great. I'm excited for y'all to see Bash. He's such a little character.
I wish I could see Bash, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, you're coming too. No, sorry. You're going to have to pay your own way for that.
Somebody gave me some notice. I could have tried to work that out.
I just booked it last week, so you
did.
You can do it now.
There's definitely going to have to be a moment where Bash meets the boys. The three of them together is going to be so a fun time for sure.
Yep. Yep. So. For sure. I feel like them riding, you get Bash and Luke on Barnstormer together. I don't know. I might have to make sure Bash doesn't like flap sideways on Barnstormer. I may need to give him some stabilization. Yeah. I don't know.
You never know.
I trust
you
Luke. Never know. I bet he'd be a good chaperone.
He would definitely make sure that Bash was doing what he's supposed to do. It's really weird. Luke is 7. So Luke can ride rides by himself now. Like he rode, we took a friend with us tonight to Universal and I took the boys on to Hagrid's. Francie stayed back with Ethan and the boys were like, we want our own car. And so I was like, what the heck? I get the shaft. And so the boys were like on their own, like in their own little car. And I was, you know, just chilling with a stranger. So.
Chasing them from behind. Them.
But it's weird when they hit that marker at 7 where they're able to like ride in their own vehicle by themselves. So
that is crazy.
But also, AJ, it's about 2 weeks and we'll be running 48 miles. So
how does that make you feel?
Not great.
Because it makes me feel tired.
Yeah.
We're not even there yet.
We are not prepared.
We were walking through Epcot today and I was literally thinking to myself, I was like, oh my gosh, next time I do this, I'm not going to have a drink in my hand. I'm going to be sweaty and sleepy. However, the very last mile, you're be damn straight, I will have a drink in my hand. Please. Double fisting moonshine sours for the second year in a row across the finish line.
The last mile of a full marathon?
Of a full marathon, baby.
26.
I would throw up immediately.
Last year we did Everest and got moonshine showers. This year we're going to try to up our time a little bit. That way we can possibly ride Rockin'. But we were stupid. Last year we didn't even think to do Genie Plus or get lightning lanes. This year I'm totally riding Guardians. Please give me that lightning lane.
You
can use a lightning lane while you're in the marathon.
But Guardians take so long though, AJ.
That's
makes
fair.
Me nervous.
That's fair.
Yeah.
They
honestly should just let y'all skip the pre-shows. Because they're not safety.
They
pre-shows.
Really. I wish
they're
just
not
in
safety
general
ones.
For Guardians.
Honestly,
there was
we
a
could
way to skip the pre-shows.
If any of you work at Guardians and know how to ask this or are working on marathon weekend, you let us know.
How much of a letdown would that be if you just get off Guardians and the balloon ladies are just standing
there
like,
that would be
like,
devastating.
You were too long.
Throw up.
You were literally at the finish at that point. Like, I would be like, AJ, I'm so
and
mad
they
at you.
Do sweet people. They do sweet people at that part. Like last year when we did it, there was like a quarter of a mile left and you get backstage and you see the bus waiting for people backstage. And it took everything in me. If I wasn't a cast member and I didn't feel like losing my blue ID that day, I might've lost my mind. Cause I was like,
are you
a quarter mile from the end of a marathon.
Just let them finish.
And you're
going
to sweet people.
And you're going backstage.
At the
like
point
who
that
are
you
affecting
get...
at that point?
Exactly. Yeah. If you're at the point where you're walking into Epcot, I'm sure the people of Epcot, Epcotians, whoever they are, do not care if you are walking or crawling your way to the finish line. They will be sitting there clapping and cheering you on, offering you a beer as you're going. Like, please, I don't understand sweeping once we get to Epcot. It's too close to the end.
That's
like,
interesting.
I just don't understand it.
For those of you who don't
know, that's my rant.
We're running the Dopey Challenge for Run Disney Marathon Weekend at the beginning of January. we won't go into too many details because I do think that that will be a reason that I do come back soon for maybe a Patreon exclusive where AJ and I can hop on and talk about our Dopey experience. AJ has done it before. I have not. So this is going to be my first time. I am nervous for sure, but also very excited. I love Run Disney. It's a blast. It's a lot of waking up early. The balloon ladies are the pacers. They're at the back of the race. And if they pass you, you get swept and sent to the back and you don't get to finish. So, yeah.
I believe you still get a medal though.
But... yeah. Which I feel like I wouldn't want at that point.
a lot of people feel that way. Like, you'll see a lot of people on Facebook groups afterwards, like, trying to sell their medals because they're like, I don't deserve it,
Yeah.
which is so sad.
It's
But
sad, but I would be that person. I'd be like, I didn't finish. I don't get to have this.
take it away.
Anybody else?
I started a new job this week.
That's so exciting.
What?
I'm so happy
Ooh.
for you.
Yes, you didn't know this?
No.
Yeah, I started a new job this week. It's
Welcome,
really
Andrew. All
wow,
right.
catching up. Hey, yeah, I started a new job. It's still remote work, which is great for me. And I'm just excited about it. I'm girl bossing. I'm making the big girl boss moves. So I'm just happy
For
about it.
you.
Thank you. Yeah,
Wild.
what I gotta do.
I have exciting news coming. I've talked about this, and this is part of the reason that I'm leaving the happiest podcast on earth. But I cannot tell you guys, sorry to disappoint, I cannot tell you guys specifics just yet, which is part of the reason why, although this is my last time like leading the episode and we're gonna get all of our feels out this week, I will come back next week to, talk about 2023. A lot of fun and exciting things happened, but also talk about what's coming in 2024. And part of that is a big deal for me. And I'll be able to specifically say what my new project is on next week's episode. And if you follow me on Instagram, you'll probably have already seen it, but stay tuned. So that's what's going on my
Exciting.
side of the
So
table.
excited.
It's
Oh,
fun
that's great.
stuff.
But I'm also glad we get you for another week, technically,
Yeah,
kind of.
I'm excited. It'll be good. I'm not, I this is going to be an emotional one, but next week I'm glad we'll be able to just have fun talking about the year. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we ready to jump in? You guys ready for your first curveball of the holidays?
I'm
Oh,
ready.
a curveball
The
already. It's
first,
the
you
first
could
pitch,
keep it the
baby.
first curveball. I'm like,
Yeah.
come
You never
on.
lead off on a curveball.
That's what we're doing
They'll take
here.
it yard. You hear?
So we are going to play a game. And this game has been played actually before. Hunter, it was a game day that Hunter did recently. And it was who is Andrew's best friend? We're gonna find out. We're going to
Oh
find out who my best friend is on my last episode. I'm going to be a little selfish here. And I'm going to ask
no.
you guys some questions that I came up with on like my personal Disney preferences. And I want to see who knows me best as I see my way out the door. So
Oh
this is going to be
gosh.
really interesting. I was thinking about this and I was talking about it with Francie and I was like,
We
I
get them
have
all
hung out
wrong.
with, I've hung out with all of you in the parks. I've spent time with all of you. I talk to some of you more than I talk to some others. So I'm fascinated to see how this goes. I was talking to France and I was like, who have I spent like the most time with, like in person? And actually, I think it's AJ. We have done AJ
The pressure.
and I know. That's why I'm like, shoot, I better know
I
everything.
have done like several run
We've done
Disney
quite a bit.
races together. So we've spent a lot
That's
of
a
time
lot of
together.
time.
Can we see
But
each
also,
other? He comes to the
Andrew,
contemporary all the time.
you and I have spent a lot of time together too. We had a lot of time together out in California.
We
Hunter and I
did.
spent a lot of time together out in
I've
California.
only seen you three
Unfortunately,
times in my
Mel,
life.
what? Not even.
Four.
Mel, we have not spent as much like in-person time together, but we talk often. So
You talk often, but
this
yeah.
could be anybody's game. I'm really excited about this.
I will
So
say
I have a
that.
list of questions. We'll see if we get through all of them. But how it's going to work is you guys are going to text me your answers. I'm going to keep tally on like how many each person has gotten correct. And at the end of the game, we'll see who the winner is. I
Oh,
also think that
man.
it'd be a lot of fun for the listeners if you guys, and this is just going to like, it's going to have to be honor system here. But if you guys go through and as I ask the question, pull up like your notes app, obviously, if you're not driving, pause and listen to this later so that you can participate.
Or
But
listen now and later. I mean, double
well,
mission.
sure, that's fine. But I no, because then they'll know all of the answers. I need
Yes.
you to go into your notes app and answer the questions as I ask them. Again, honor system. But when you're done, screenshot that, DM it to me at the theme park dad, and I will go through and pick a winner and send you a Christmas present. How about that?
Aww.
So,
Wait, if they get all of them right?
you don't have to. I don't anticipate anybody getting all of these
100%?
correct. No, I don't anticipate perfection
The
here.
best
Anybody?
answers
I don't think
anybody at
so.
all?
I'd be fascinated to see if you guys could get all of them right, but I don't know. It'll be
Ooh.
interesting. Francie got some of these wrong, so
Okay, well,
oh
if your wife
no.
got them wrong, then I'm doomed. So, like,
Yeah,
that's
so
just that's
that
it.
sets that if that gives you any idea how difficult some of these can be.
Oh
But
my gosh.
so yeah, so screenshot those answers, send them to me, and I'll pick a winner. But I want, you know,
if I was listening, I'd be a winner immediately.
So you're cheating, basically.
Check it out. I got them all right.
that's how AJ would play this game for sure.
Ain't no Google going to help you out on this one.
Sorry, called out, AJ.
Ouch.
Now, listen, that is something that you
guys can't. Not Google, Instagram.
You can, no, do not go to my page. But you can use.
Oh, good idea.
No, you can use Google for this. So, like, if you're needing to look up, like, something around Walt Disney World property that you can't think of the name of, by all means, like, use Google for it. That's not going to give you the answer to my personal preferences. So, you guys ready?
All right.
Ready for
me.
I'm going to see who my best friend is as I make my way out the door. It's not going to affect your Christmas presents because those are already wrapped and delivered to your house.
You already gave someone coal automatically thinking that they were going to lose.
I already know who's going to butcher this. All right. First question. Also,
uh-oh.
These can pertain to Walt Disney World or Disneyland.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no.
Unless specified. Okay.
Okay.
What is my favorite Disney theme park?
How do we answer? Are we texting
me.
You?
Yeah. My Ooh. Favorite Disney theme park. There is one answer. And
I
one
feel
answer
like
only.
I've got it down like to two. To getting these right.
I have some answers. AJ's answered confidently.
Here's hoping the confidence is because I actually know it.
Okay.
It's between two.
I have two answers are the same, and then two answers are different, and I have one correct answer.
Oh my God.
So the correct answer is Disneyland.
So that was my second one. That was my second OG, one. I went.
That was my second choice, too.
I went MK.
Yep.
Me
Andrew,
too.
Andrew and AJ both said MK. Hunter, way out there.
I thought you liked San Francisco. We had Tacos Burrito together.
Okay. That's where Hunter and I's friendship elevated. Absolutely. But I'm sorry,
we
bud.
We waited
that's
in
not
line at Radiator Springs Racers together.
We bonded there
Dang
for
it.
Sure.
I knew it was one of the two.
I love
California
Adventure. I do. But Disneyland is my number one. Dang number. It. Well, I'm not going to say anything else now because the next geez. Question. Is what is my specific to Walt Disney World? What is my favorite Walt Disney World theme park?
That's a trick question.
I'm wrong, aren't I?
I'm not saying anything yet.
That's a
and
yes.
So Andrew and I are like, wait a minute.
I've got three answers in. I'm waiting on Mel.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to gauge off of the two parks we went to in the short time we were together, which one you seem to enjoy more.
To be All fair, right. When we go to Walt Disney World, we've never gone to the park that you've asked to go to. You've always just met me wherever I'm at. So,
well, that's typical for Nick. So.
That's true.
That's a Nick move. All right. All four of you have answered. All four of you answered the same. AJ in particular didn't feel the need to retype an answer. Just she emphasized. Just
I almost did that.
You were the same person.
Efficiency. So you all answered Magic Kingdom, and that is correct. Magic Kingdom is my favorite at Disney World Park. So good job. You're all on the board.
All right.
All right. Next question.
Feeling dangerous.
All right. Here's a would I rather. Would I rather stay at the Poly with a theme park view or Dak Lodge with a Savannah view?
Pretty sure I answered that one before you even stopped talking.
You're so opinionated.
All right.
He
we're
really
split.
Is.
I have a lot of opinions on Walt Disney World for sure. And Disneyland. All right, we're split. We've got two said Dak Lodge and two said Poly. AJ and Andrew said Poly. Hunter and Mel said Dak Lodge.
Wow.
AJ and Andrew on the same wavelength tonight.
Absolutely.
The correct answer is the Poly with a
You
theme
say so many good
favorite.
Things about Dak Lodge. You
no,
talk about
his
it all the time.
Favorite is Poly. His
Poly
favorite
is
resort
he literally
is Poly.
Just
he said it last week.
Yes.
Wow.
Like last week, he literally
Cheers
said
for
Poly.
Listening.
Was
Cheers
you always
for
post
listening.
On your stories of how you take the boys to Dak Lodge.
I Poly is my favorite resort. I love
I
it
edit
so
the
much.
Episodes. Like, what is my excuse for not remembering that? Tell you.
Good job, AJ. Good job, Andrew. Proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Wow, this is really anybody's again. Game at this point. We've got a three-way tie for first, and Hunter, you're in last.
What? I'm Hunter, thinking. Whatever you think the answer is, answer the opposite.
All right,
Yin and Yang.
This one's going to be interesting. This is a little bit of a, it'll be interesting.
I'm only down by like 1 point, right?
Yeah, you are. It's not that far.
You made it sound so bad.
What is my favorite Disney fireworks show?
I don't even know the names of them all now. They're just changing.
Wait.
Oh.
Current, or can it be retired?
It could be retired.
Good question.
Any, any fireworks show that Disney
has. That's very broad.
That Disney has produced. There is one particular answer to this.
I think I know.
I'm just going to take
Or it. I'm just overly confident.
Okay. You guys have all answered. Mel and AJ, you guys answered the same. You guys both said Wishes. Hunter said Happily Ever After. And Andrew said Harmonious. None of you are correct.
What?
It's Wondrous Journeys at Disneyland.
You went by yourself to go watch that.
Yeah, I did by myself because I love it. Wondrous Journeys is amazing. Okay. That one I'm interested to see if some of the listeners know, because I've talked about it on episodes before. Happily Ever After would have been number two for sure.
Yeah,
but...
yeah, in Disney World.
See, I would have thought Wishes, because you and Francie would do like fireworks dates.
We did. We watched Wishes together a lot, but there's something like those are obviously very special memories, but when Luke was with us and got to watch Happily Ever After, it just like level up. Wondrous Journeys, though, so good. And it's coming back to Disneyland this March. But so if you guys get the chance to go.
Major asterisk. I was thinking WDW.
It's the real deal right there. Okay. Would I choose Starbucks or Joffrey's?
Trick question.
What?
I just feel like a trick question.
He brings it from home.
Do I go with my gut, or do I go with what I think is right?
I don't.
Got the answers coming in.
I'm thinking these are difficult. This isn't fair.
Yeah, this doesn't come up in normal conversation, I feel.
There are things that have been talked about on episodes, though.
There's no way.
Well, yeah, there is.
You're lying.
He cross-referenced before today.
I need timestamps for all of these.
Stop.
Just so I make sure you're not just changing your mind.
Mel. All right, she's that one. All right, we've got a split. We've got the girls together and the boys
this
together.
Is ridiculous.
Andrew and Hunter said Starbucks. AJ and Mel both said Joffrey's. The correct answer is Starbucks.
Let's go.
I knew it.
It's like, is it because you're a barista? Do you hate it or do you love it?
I do love Starbucks. I appreciate you remembering that I worked at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Joffrey's is good. Sometimes it's just a hit or a miss for me with Joffrey's. And
you want to know why I know this one?
Why?
Because Lauren loves Joffrey's. Yeah. And you used to talk about how Starbucks is so much better than Joffrey's.
Yep, we did. That was a
I think
that was
that's
a clash
why I was
of
feeling
Lauren and
Joffrey's.
I. Thank you for remembering
I remember
that.
That's
Aaron.
Why you got
you
thrown off the boat.
This no, that's not why. Oh. That's because I talked smack reasons? On Florida State. But this is why this stuff is important to me. You remember that detail, Andrew. Thank you. All right.
Hey boy, Andrew.
Am I picking a Dole Whip or a Mickey pretzel?
Are we talking vanilla Mickey pretzel right here? Are we talking like cream cheese?
Just a regular Mickey
special
pretzel
edition
with the fake cheese.
I feel like I'm getting in my head too much now. I'm going to keep answering all the wrong things.
I don't think I've ever seen anything of you with either of these in your hand.
I don't either.
I'm just picking what I would pick. That's
except I think I might have seen once this. I don't
know. I've typed them both out and I've deleted them both.
You're the last person I'm waiting on. I have
what about
answers.
A Dole pretzel?
Okay. So we've got one person, disgusting. Andrew said pretzel, AJ, Hunter, and Mel said Dole Whip. The correct answer is a Dole Whip.
Well, thank God.
Yeah.
Let's go. I think guard. I've seen the like holding the cup of Dole Whip from the bottom post on Theme Park Dad before. I recall.
I love Dole Whip. It's not my favorite first. Disney park so snack, good. But if I had to choose between the two, I'd go Dole Whip. Unless I just ran a half marathon, then for sure I'm getting a pretzel.
You know what, sure. Though? AJ totally got John and I obsessed with a new Dole Whip thing. You got like the coconut when we went last time I was there, and it was so good.
It
like
is
John
so
and I
good.
Both were kind of like, when she left later, we're talking. I'm like, I kind of wish I got the coconut one though.
The coconut with
we were having Dole Whip for breakfast.
We did. It was a delicious breakfast. It was very healthy.
So good.
Very
All right.
good. That
I'm going to be impressed if you know this one. This is a difficult one. What is my favorite Pixar movie?
Well, I think.
Oh, wait. Are we allowed to Google what's Pixar and what's not?
Yeah, that's fine. You can use Google.
I'm going with my heart.
No answer, probably.
Oh.
Okay. Interesting.
Oh, wait. I actually didn't Google if
You
that one
said
was
that to
Pixar.
me?
Wait a minute.
No,
Oh,
you
did I say
three
that?
answers just came in and they were all the same.
I've gotten this wrong before and
Still
I got called out for
waiting
it.
on Hunter.
But I think I'm about to get it wrong again. But I don't. I'm doing it.
At least it's consistent if you're wrong. There you go.
Okay, all four of you answered the same.
Oh!
You all said Coco. And Coco is up there for me, but it is not my favorite.
Oh,
Are
dang.
one of my are my two or three right?
Did you send in like multiple choice?
No,
Did you guys what?
he also said Wall-E or nope. My favorite
It's
is
Inside
it,
Out.
but yeah, it's Inside Out.
We
Dang, that
talked
was
about
my
this
second choice.
today, literally on the phone today.
Oh,
Hunter, you
Inside
had
Out.
insight.
I know, but I know we've had this discussion before, and I talked about Coco, and he was like, "Yeah," and now it's all coming back. He's like, "Yeah, that's not really my
It's all
favorite."
coming
I
back.
think that was on an episode, but yeah.
Probably.
Somewhere.
Inside Out is just fantastic, and Toy Story is up there for me too. But yeah, in fact, when Francie and I were talking about this one, she guessed Toy Story, and I said no, and she said Coco, and I said no, it's Inside Out. So there you go. You
Dang.
guys are on the same
When's the
wavelength
last
as
time you
Francie.
watched Inside Out?
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Pass. You pass.
There you go.
All
All
the people
right.
are like, this is my favorite one. It's like, when's the last time you watched? I don't know, a year and a half ago. It's like, it's not your favorite one.
All right. Am I going monorail or ferry boat?
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna go with what I would do, which would be wrong, but
Only because I've never done that one with you.
All right, everybody has answered. So we have three that said monorail and one that said ferry. Hunter said ferry, the other three said monorail. The correct answer is the monorail.
He's all about speed. He's got to get to the
Yep.
park.
I'm
You're on
not
the
trying to
road and you
waste.
were getting on the ferry boat that one
Man
time.
is on
And
a
you spent
mission.
a lot of time talking about the monorail on the Christmas tree episode and about how much you love watching the contemporary tree as you're going
Yep.
around the
Look at
monorail.
that, AJC. You're
Well, I
paying
bet it looks
attention to the
good
things that
from
I
the
say,
ferry.
the things that mean so much to me. All right. A little score check for you guys. We've got last place,
Don't want to hear
Hunter Hazen with
it.
3 points.
I
AJ
don't
and Mel
play
are.
game days, okay? I just
This isn't a
host.
game day. This is about me. This is eight. All right, so we've got tied for second are AJ and Mel with 4 points and Andrew with 5 points in first place.
Oh man.
All right. I just need to get two right that everybody
Got
else
a
got.
rally, got a rally.
Crunch time.
All right, here we go.
How many are
What is my
left?
favorite? How many are left? I'm not going to tell you.
Oh,
What is
dang
my
it.
favorite paid after hours event? So not like labeled
Ooh.
after hours, parties after hours. What's my favorite?
This
Oh, that's.
is it current?
Wait, whoa.
I
Not
don't so
parties, you
like
said?
parties are
A
included.
Jollywood
Oh,
or
so parties
a
are included.
like,
So,
yeah.
like,
But
it could be.
also, like, Villains Night would have been included.
Correct.
Oh, God. I gotta go with my gut here.
This is giving me anxiety. Just like a little bit. It's
Just a
honestly
little
giving.
bit.
So far, everybody's doing a great job.
My heart rate is going up.
I have three answers in.
I'm thinking.
These aren't easy questions.
They are easy. Is that what you said?
They're not. Is that why
Oh,
you're.
you're doing so great?
I was going to say, Hunter.
I said they're not easy questions. Oh.
I don't know. I feel like they're
I
not
heard they
bad.
are.
So far, people have gotten them right. So some of
I've.
them have been 50-50 and you've gotten them wrong.
Well, listen, on Fairy, I went for the gusto. I went for like maybe there's an inkling of him like maybe secretly being in love with the fairy.
All
I don't
right.
know.
All four of you answered the same. And you all said Mickey's Very Merry Christmas
Why?
Party. And you all are correct.
Oh,
Absolutely. It's Mickey's Very
yay.
Merry Christmas
Thank
Party.
goodness.
Thank
Whew.
God. Got scared.
All
right.
got re-scared.
Also, Andrew said Villains Night as a second. And yeah, Villains Night was a blast, and I think that they should bring that back. So
I thought you were gonna say some arbitrarily strange after hours event like Animal Kingdom after hour night.
Okay, fun this night. One, there is a set list here, but I can never pick a favorite of anything. So if you get one of the characters from my list,
oh gosh,
then you'll get a point. Name one of my favorite Disney characters.
Oh my gosh, you've definitely talked about this.
For sure. I feel like back in the day we had to like, we had, when we had a, when you guys had a guest on, they would
I have
say,
a fun fact. Yeah. You've yeah. never had that.
I think I did.
No, you had it on dads.
Yeah.
We said our favorite Disney dad, but oh, then true. You went straight into episodes after that. And I was going to say this later. I'll just say it now because it fits. I went back and listened to,
wow.
I literally like, I had to triangulate when your
you
first
were,
episode
you were
was
reminiscing
because I was at one and I was like, okay, Nick's on this one. Then I went back 50 episodes and I was like, okay, he's not on that one. Then I went forward 20 episodes and then I found
you could
it,
have just texted me and been like, when was your first episode?
I wanted to find it on my own, but it was Disney dads. I asked favorite Disney dad. And then after that, you were just on and you were just like, oh,
I just
what's
was
up?
There.
I'm here.
I showed up for Disney dad and I said, hey, I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
I'll never forget when you're the one who texted me and said,
hey, you're a dad.
Yeah.
You have children.
I've only had mine for 2 months. I need help.
Yeah, I was gonna say Bash was like only a couple months old at that point.
Just
yeah.
a baby.
Yeah, I had the baby decide. The baby expertise. Mark was on with kind of like the toddler, you know, to young, and then you had a little bit older with Luke. So we had a little variety.
But Luke
there.
Was only I think he was four.
Oh wow.
So yeah. Long ago. Times have changed.
We need to do a dads do Disney when they're all teenagers and
oh,
just be
man.
Completely
I'm
different.
I'm telling you, I got a preview of it tonight at Universal. All right,
their
everybody has answered.
Birthdays.
Okay. We've got three people with a correct answer.
Oh no. Why do I feel like mine's not?
Two people had the same answer.
these answer reveals are what's getting
and
me.
And the two people that guessed the same are Mel and Hunter. They both said Woody, and you guys are correct.
Yes,
although Woody is definitely not high up on that list because he has a lot of problems.
But Woody is
through.
You.
Yeah. Yes.
per Disneyland telling
correct.
You. So
correct. Andrew said Bruno and AJ said Tigger. AJ, you are also correct with Tigger.
Oh, damn.
And Bruno is up there. I love Bruno. I love Encanto, but definitely not on the top Disney
character. I just remember how excited you were to see him.
It was a lot of fun at Oogie Boogie for sure. But Tigger, since I was a kid, has been one of my favorite Disney characters. And which
I just
is why
remember
I'm...
you dressing up like him for like Halloween. Yeah. And so that's why I went with it.
Yep. I love Tigger. We did Tigger for Run Disney for our 5K.
There you
all right.
Go.
What is my favorite Epcot festival? And AJ, we literally just talked about this.
Yeah, we did. Why am I blanking? This is so embarrassing.
Patreon members, if you listen to AJ and I's Epcot episode, you will know.
Well, are you trying to mislead me?
I'm just talking to AJ in that comment. You've already submitted your answer. Anyway.
I know. I feel like I was tricked.
Bamboozled.
I was influenced.
I don't know how you were influenced. You had submitted your answer before I said anything.
I heard where your conversation was going, but oh gosh. Feel sick.
All right. Three people answered the same, one answered separately. The three that answered the same are correct, and those three are actually we'll say who is incorrect.
Oh my god.
Hunter, you are incorrect.
No, dang it. Let's go.
Andrew, AJ, and Mel, Festival of the Arts is my favorite Epcot festival.
That's vibes.
That's what
it's
I was
vibes.
Gonna freaking
yeah.
say. And then you did a Festival of the Holidays reference to AJ. I thought
it was
AJ,
a trick.
We just talked about this. We're like, okay, well, they just did a Patreon for Festival of the Holidays, so yeah.
All right.
I just need to stop thinking. I just need to
just think about me.
I just need to turn my brain off.
Yeah, exactly. Go with your heart.
Okay.
All right. Would I rather have a Disney solo day or B, at Disney with a large group of people.
Ooh. What is considered a large group of people?
Let's say 10 people.
Ooh. Hmm. Interesting question.
All right. We've got all the answers in. Again, one person answered differently.
I swear. I'm gonna lose my mind.
Three people answered the same. The one person who answered differently was Hunter Hazen. The correct answer is a group. So Hunter got it right.
Let's go, you losers. You don't know wow. Nick.
There will not be like name calling in my game.
Dang.
It would probably stress me out some, but it would just be, I as much as I like a solo day to clear my head, after a while, a solo day just really starts to eat at me. Like, I don't like being by myself. I end up talking to everybody around me. So, yep.
For someone who can't be, yeah, you gotta, if you went solo, you'd end up with a group.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I'd make friends. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm on my way back.
Okay. Here's an opportunity to really rack up some points. Okay. What is my favorite attraction at each of the Walt Disney World theme parks?
Oh,
and then
dear.
For a bonus.
Six of them? All six?
No.
Whoa. Oh. Mel just had fireworks.
Mel just set off fireworks in her room.
I don't know like, what I did.
That's really confusing for the listeners because you can't see that.
If you do certain things like on your screen, it'll just, it's like AI generated. It sees what you do and it does it. I was in therapy the other day and did something because I was complaining and all of a sudden there were fireworks going off in the middle of me like crying in therapy. It was amazing.
Sorry, that doesn't give context.
I'm
much
sorry,
for
that's
the
totally
listeners.
Distracted. That was very funny though.
Yeah. Mel did something and fireworks went off in her background. Okay, so favorite attraction at each Walt Disney World theme park, and then a bonus out of those, what is my favorite attraction overall at Walt Disney World?
Oh my gosh.
I'm feeling I'm gonna get
you've gotta be joking.
Four. I don't think I'm getting any of these right.
Because this one will take a second. So I have talked about, for sure I've talked about my favorite attraction overall. And then at other times in different episodes, I've talked about like specific parks and what my favorite attractions are at those parks. I'm going to give major kudos to like anybody can get this, including the listeners. I'm excited to see what their responses are.
Pulling up attractions. I don't go enough to know them all by heart.
Shoot.
Also, I'll give you guys an update on the score while we wait. Mm-hmm. We have...
And let's take it easy on the score updates.
We have a three-way tie for first place.
That's so...
And you're in there, Hunter.
I am. Let's go.
You did. Sorry, bud. But I do appreciate that you connected Bruno to Oogie Boogie Bash. So thanks for the memory. Yeah, we've got three-way tie: Mel, Andrew, and Hunter in first, and AJ, you're just 1 point behind in second. So this is good. This is anybody's game. I love this. You guys know me well.
Oh gosh, this question
is
making me
looking
nervous.
At this
Correct. I'm very much like
I just gotta go with my gut.
Yeah, just go with your heart.
With my heart, my
there are definitely distinct answers to these questions.
Nope, I think I'm going over four.
Like, I know the things I'd want to do with you, but that doesn't mean it would be the things you want to do. So I'm trying to think opposite, and it's like it's too much. It's too much.
Yeah, I definitely just went over four on that one.
Dang it, I deleted the Disneyland app. Oh, there we go. Never mind.
Well, Disneyland doesn't apply. It's just Walt Disney World.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me take my time then.
Glad you were listening, Hunter.
I was thinking.
Wow. Interesting. We've got Andrew's answers in and AJ's answers in.
Oh, gosh. Oh, and then favorite of all. Okay.
I know I'm on that one too. Favorite overall. And I'm like.
I need to change my MK one. Damn it.
I feel like you've already submitted, so you can't change it.
No, I can't.
I'm interested to hear what your...
I'll text it to you.
Your change would be.
Oh, man. I don't know what the favorite overall would be. That's like so...
Okay.
It can't be this, can it? No.
It can't.
It can't be.
It can't be.
I'm just waiting on Mel.
I'm so
sorry. And Hunter's
sorry.
Overall.
Well, I'm trying to think of overall. That's I have everything else. I'm just trying to think of an overall.
I don't.
I'm just
this
gonna
is so much fun for me. I love every second of this.
This is awful. Don't hate me. Just don't hate me.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, hold on a second. Mel, I need clarification because you answered one answer at MK was my favorite attraction, but then you said overall a different answer.
Oh, it sounds like Mel answered twice. Disqualified.
Well, overall, I thought overall could have been another.
Overall, we'll copy one of those.
Oh, well, then just pick the MK one for
okay,
that.
Okay.
Just override that. Yeah. Sorry. I thought you meant like pick a favorite, but then like.
Oh, you went like NFL MVP, Offensive Player of the Year.
Got it.
Yeah. I thought like overarching on top of it kind of thing. So.
Okay. Out of 5 potential points for that round,
anybody get a perfect score?
One person got one answer of the parks correct. Everybody else got it all wrong.
Are you serious?
Oh my, this is so embarrassing.
Oh my
Nick,
God.
I promise we love you more than this is letting on.
No, this was fun. This was so good. So
please,
we'll start
me.
With in order. We've got AJ submitted. She got for studio, she said Mania. She said Guardians for Epcot. She said Flight of Passage for DAC and Big Thunder for MK. And that my most favorite would be Guardians.
Dad,
that is all incorrect. Andrew said MK Peter Pan, which he said he was going to change to Mine Train. Both of those would have been incorrect.
Okay.
Soarin' at Epcot. Oh no, actually there's two. That is correct. Soarin' over California has become my favorite attraction at Epcot.
Well, hold on.
Hunter, it's done things
That's
to
the
me.
Latest development.
It is, but it's real.
I don't even count Soarin' around the world. That's no one's favorite ride.
I understand.
So
but...
Andrew, you do get a point for that one. Congratulations.
Ridiculous.
That means I was not getting a point on anything else.
Studio, Slinky Dog Dash, and Animal Kingdom Flight of Passage. And then you said Flight of Passage is my favorite. All of those incorrect. And then we've got Hunter. Hunter said Tron, Guardians, Flight of Passage, and Runaway Railway. And that my favorite would be Guardians. Those are all false.
Dang. Come.
Mel said Haunted Mansion, Spaceship Earth, Safari, which is correct at Animal Kingdom, and then Runaway.
I didn't even think of Safari.
You worked there.
I know, but that's like nobody's favorite. Everyone always goes with like Everest or Flight.
Studios, Runaway Railway, and then overall you said Space Mountain, which I was hoping you were going to change to my favorite at MK because that is my favorite MK attraction.
I know. Well, that's but it was there. The thought was there.
You got it.
You know.
So yeah, favorites, Magic Kingdom is Space Mountain. Epcot would be Soarin' over California. It's going to go away soon, so that's a bummer. Animal Kingdom would be Safari. Studios would be Rise of the Resistance. And that is my favorite attraction at all of Walt Disney World.
Rise of the Resistance.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I blocked that in my mind on purpose because that is...
To judge me for.
That's, yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
I have definitely talked about
like
Rise.
It.
Rise being my favorite attraction at Walt Disney World. It is the attraction that makes me feel most like a child, for sure.
Really?
That's awesome.
All right. So, since we're on attractions, what is my favorite? Okay, we're not going to do at each park, but out of both Disneyland parks, what is my favorite attraction?
At the Disney World or Disneyland?
No, just Disneyland.
Or just Disney. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
So, out of DCA and Disneyland, what is my favorite attraction? Between both parks.
You better not trick question me into...
I got it down to
Monsters,
three.
Inc.
I want those doors.
Oh, man.
I think I know.
I'm excited for like the Patreon members that listen to this that went on the Disneyland trip to see if they get this correct. All right, we've got some answers.
Ones.
Answers coming in.
I feel like there's a voice in my head that told me to pick this one. But I might be wrong.
I'm not going to lie. Wrong. I can't believe you guys butchered that last one. The way
I'm
you
so sorry.
So bad. Everything was wrong.
I got one and a half. I will take my one and a half. I'm so sorry. He's going to go to bed tonight, guys, and just sit there and be like, wow. Just
they hate me.
I have no friends.
He hate me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get you a Happiest Podcast Spirit jersey with our logo on the front and on the back. He hate me.
Hunter, don't.
Wow.
You're giving away merch ideas. What are you doing?
Oh, HPOE Spirit.
I'm gonna be mad. Hang on.
I'm waiting.
I'm gonna
Okay,
be so
AJ
mad.
sent hers. All right, I have everybody has answered, and everybody answered differently.
Let's
go. Oh, that's fun.
I'm back, baby.
No, Andrew, it's not. It's not.
I
It's
would
not.
have been so damn
Andrew
mad.
just texts me and says, said, is it Rise of the Resistance? No, that is not what I ride when
That
I
would
go
be
to
terrible.
Disneyland.
I'd be
Okay,
so
so
mad.
Andrew guessed Indiana Jones. AJ guessed Matterhorn. Mel, you have to pick one attraction. So which one would you do, Disneyland or DCA? Because she sent
Oh,
one
I
for
thought
each
you
park.
wanted. I'm sorry,
No,
that's my. I
no,
thought
no,
you
no,
had
you're good.
out of town, Mel.
Which one?
Which means one of them is right.
No, she
Maybe.
just not. That does not mean that.
Oh,
I mean, why would
boo.
he make you pick if one of
Which
them wasn't
one?
right?
Well,
I say do the first
I
one.
want clarity. I want clarity.
I'm gonna just go with Disneyland, just
Okay, so
to.
she said Haunted Mansion,
Yeah.
and then
Keep her on the Haunted
Hunter
Mansion
said Incredicoaster. The correct answer is Incredicoaster.
one. Damn it.
Dang.
I knew it. I knew
Dang
it.
it.
Let's go.
Andrew did text me and said second would be Incredicoaster. Buddy, you were so close.
Yet
Let's
so far.
I love
Go.
Incredicoaster, and specifically, I love it at nighttime. It is so much fun. I love that coaster. It's a blast.
Incredicoaster at night is awesome.
Oh, I
I
love it
did
so much.
Incredicoaster twice, once when we first got there in the morning, and then once right around golden hour sunset, and it was just gorgeous. And that's when we did Cars too. It was like that golden
It's the
hour,
best.
just like, oh, so pretty.
Now I want to be at Disneyland as soon as
Tell me
possible.
about it.
All righty. What is my favorite restaurant at Disney Springs?
Oh,
Oh
oh,
God.
oh dear.
I
Oh,
don't think I've
boy.
been to Disney Springs with any of you before, so.
I have never set foot with you in Disney
Yeah.
Springs.
There is one clear answer to this question, though.
Above and beyond,
Is
above all the
there?
rest?
Above
Can
all
you
the rest.
give us, have you been to every single one?
At Disney Springs, no. I've not been to every
So
restaurant.
like, is there one that like is way better, but you're just like, I haven't been there yet?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going with this one because this, if you don't have this one, I'll cry because this is the best restaurant.
It's taking everything holding back from saying
You
chicken guy,
are
but
the Rainforest Cafe.
last person that I'm waiting on an
Love
answer from.
chicken guy.
Did you know?
Do
Did you, English is hard. Did
I
you know
have...
that they got rid of most of their sauces?
I heard this too. That's
Chicken
sad.
guy?
They only have like six or seven sauces now. They don't have the whole like, what
Gonna
was it,
say this.
25 that you could
It's the
choose from?
boring answer. I only get buffalo and ranch anyways.
All right,
Yeah, but they got rid of
so
their teriyaki, which was so good.
nah.
You
I'll
two
never go back.
people, you say
Guess the
Paradiso.
same answer, and that is Andrew and Hunter. They both said Boathouse. AJ said Chef Arts,
That's a
Homecoming.
good one.
And
Oh,
then
yeah, that is, I forgot about that one.
Mel said,
I forgot about
I feel like you would say Haleo, but I don't know. How do people pronounce that?
Haleo. Haleo.
Okay.
Haleo, yeah. Haleo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The correct
I feel
answer
like it would be Maria and Enzo's, maybe. But anyways, go
is
ahead.
Boathouse,
Oh,
which
yeah,
apparently
this is my
boom.
answer. Yeah, that's my
Dang
answer.
it.
Of
That is the
course.
best restaurant. It is the best restaurant there.
It is so good.
I
It's
unless
my
you're gonna
favorite.
spend a bunch of money to go to like STK or Morimoto.
But
I
also, Hunter,
think.
why is that a boring answer, Rude?
Well, that's like, sorry. That's like, doesn't Boathouse have like everything? Kinda. It's like, it's
Don't
the
know. I think it's
Chili's
got like a
of.
lot
I
of.
would say
No.
no. It's
It's more
okay.
seafood inspired, I would say, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It would say like cod. It's like the Cape.
It's
Yeah,
funny
Cape.
that Hunter was like, he texts me Boathouse and he's like, this is the
That
boring
is
answer.
not.
I'm like,
No,
oh,
it's
that's
the.
just my
I love it.
favorite. I feel like Boathouse is like the crowd pleaser of Disney
It's a crowd
Springs.
favorite, so
Yeah,
it's a
but
good one. It's a good
it's good.
choice.
Yeah.
I've
Right.
never
So,
fully
oh,
slid
and
or
you said
sorry.
you went there, and then I asked you if you were riding the boats, and you said, nah, not this time. But, anyways, subliminal. It was in there, it was in my noggin. All right.
All
Next. I'm obviously in first place right now.
Nick, were you on the phone with Hunter today, like prepping him for this? Is this what this phone
No,
call was
not at
about? No,
all.
no, no. You're like placing little
I don't
tidbits for
even know what you're
Hunter.
talking about with the boats.
He's been dropping hints.
I
Yes,
don't.
you said, oh, we had dinner at Boathouse. And I was like, did you go on the little car boats? And you're like,
What,
nah, not
today?
this time. No. Months ago. Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I
Yeah.
ate at Boathouse. This was I ate there a very long time ago.
I know.
Anyways. Speaking of last things that I may have done, what was the last Disney park that I visited?
Oh, God.
This is gonna speak to who watches my stories on Instagram.
No. I just, here's the thing. It's just gonna come down to, okay. Because I know you said you were going back.
Back? Ah.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Dang
and I
it.
Knew he said he was going. He said he was, I was like.
He was going I'm not back.
Say, yeah.
Oh, shoot. I'm wrong.
I won't spill, but can you, did you go back?
I'm not saying anything yet.
Yeah, I messed up.
Okay, so the girls both said Animal Kingdom, which was a good guess because I saw the menagerie recently.
That was your last Instagram post.
Oh, yeah, my.
But that wasn't my last story. No, I was at another park on Tuesday, and then we hopped to another park, and then we hopped back.
Let's go! Started at. No!
So Andrew said Epcot, and Hunter said Studios. Yes, we hopped back to Epcot.
That's
and,
such a trick question.
Finished our night at Epcot with.
That was my second guess. I was like, it's fireworks. Epcot. And then the second you said that, I'm like,
dang it.
Dang it.
That was a good one.
I only know because one. I said, are you watching show tonight? He goes, I think we're probably going to go back to Epcot.
Yep. Good job. Good job, bud.
I was like, no, I'm not going to be watching.
No, my sister wanted to see Luminous, so we went back to Epcot. All righty. What is the last beverage that I purchased at Walt Disney World?
Beverage, like,
oh, you gotta be joking.
You really have to pay attention to my stories on this one.
So it's not. Is it live right now? Is it current?
No, he's only Universal.
No, it's not.
No, don't cheat.
Beverage.
A beverage.
This one is huge. Like, if listeners get this, I'm so proud. So proud.
Is this a normal beverage or is this some?
I posted on my story about it.
I might not have
so
an answer.
What's going on this week? Oh.
I don't know if anybody's going to get this one correct. But
hang
we'll
on.
See.
I got to do some Googling.
Like, what things came out this week?
No. I don't need all that.
Oh, excuse me.
I don't need all that.
We're going to start to transition into like Disney parks to like, there's only a couple questions left, but there's some like personal questions there.
Yeah.
So get ready.
Yeah. Enough of which stall did I last use in the bathroom at Epcot? How am I supposed to know?
Hunter, what is this answer?
Yeah, it is what you get.
Oh, wow. Okay. We've got three answers in. Waiting on Andrew.
Louis VIII.
Who's currently Googling.
The disappointment rolling off of him is just so obvious, and I'm sorry.
No. This one's fine. This one's a really deep cut. You'd really have to be paying attention.
Yeah, like, none of y'all are my friend if you don't know this one.
Oh, okay.
Did you watch
right,
my
so,
stories three
interesting.
Days ago?
AJ and Andrew are back on the same wavelength because they both guessed the frozen hot chocolate at Epcot.
Excuse me? What the heck is that?
It's a frozen hot chocolate. I learned about this because AJ posted on her story about it. And I said, ooh, that looks good. I've been influenced. I need to go have
so
it.
Good.
It's at the Odyssey building. They put Twix on top of it. It's delicious. But it is not the last drink that I purchased it at
why am
Disney.
I even here?
Hunter said water. Lame.
Heck yeah. Bottle of water. Stay hydrated.
I never purchase bottle of waters. It's like against my rule. I just get water cups.
So did you get a water cup or was...
No. The last drink that I purchased at Walt Disney World was a Joffrey's coffee.
See, that's probably why I thought Joffrey's instead of Starbucks because I just saw that on your story. Are you kidding me?
Mel guessed Starbucks coffee and I think I should give her a point for it.
No.
If I don't get a point for thinking Joffrey's instead of Starbucks, she doesn't get a point for thinking Starbucks instead of Joffrey's.
You were close.
That's
Mel.
Mel's
you were
fault
so
for
close.
Not just saying coffee. I would have accepted so coffee, but since you wanted to be detailed and say Starbucks.
Okay, well, no, because here's the thing. I was going to say Joffrey's, but I'm like, no, he just said how much he likes Starbucks more. And that
I wanted Starbucks, but we went to a Joffrey's stand
World
because
Showcase.
The line was, yeah.
World Showcase.
And we
Joffrey's.
Got the Orchata cold brew. And I posted about it on my story.
Oh,
it was delicious.
That's probably why I was thinking good. Joffrey's earlier. I have like you holding the Joffrey's cup seared into my brain.
Yeah, that's
dang it. Not enough, apparently, because I couldn't answer this question.
I was so close. I'll take it.
All right. What international park is at the top of my list to visit?
Oh.
This is the park that I want to go to most.
The most.
We have two answers in. One of those answers is correct.
Bum, bum, bum.
All right. We got another correct answer in.
And this is the first curveball.
Waiting on Mel.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Mel, I need you to
Sorry.
specify. What does that mean?
It's
Can
okay.
you get more specific?
Disneyland.
Hold on.
Mel.
Why are you laughing at me?
Just because your answer doesn't make sense.
It does to me. I thought it made sense, but
Did
it's
you
fine.
send something else?
Yes, I'm sending it to you right now.
Okay.
Is that,
So
yeah, that's
Mel
fine.
guessed Disneyland Paris. At first she just said Euro, and so I
Well,
was
I thought
confused
Euro
by
Disney,
that.
like, I just thought that was, but
Yeah,
I guess
makes sense, makes sense.
fine. Are there multiple Disneys in Europe? Am I confused?
I don't think
That's why I
so.
was like, I thought Euro, I just thought
Yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah, yeah.
Euro Disney. That's
Andrew
back in the
said
day.
Shanghai. AJ said Tokyo Disney Sea, and Hunter said Disney Sea. The correct
I didn't
answer
even think
is
of Disney.
Tokyo Disney Sea,
Didn't
hands
even think. That
down.
was the
Show me
biggest.
the
That's
money.
everyone's favorite.
Yes. No,
If
I
I
did
could get
not even
there
think about it.
like tomorrow, I'd be there.
That's everybody's favorite.
We'll
Disney
be going.
Sea. Right, old Pirates of the Caribbean.
All right.
First international
Should we
trip. Is
do?
that
We only have a
okay?
couple questions left. Should we do a score check, or you guys just want to go
Just
and?
tell me how many points I'm winning by.
We have a tie for first,
Oh.
and that is between Hunter and Andrew. They both have 10 points. Mel is in second with 7 points, and AJ, no, I'm sorry, 8 points. AJ's in third last with 7 points.
And I started slow, fellas, so
So
y'all
at
better
this
watch
point,
out.
there are two questions left.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
And so,
jeez. Mel and AJ can just sit this one out.
no, Mel can technically,
Correct.
AJ, I'm sorry, you have been eliminated from the competition. You are
Would you
not my
like to
point.
What? We're not going to get wager all of
another.
your points.
I
Oh,
was
can
going to
we
say we're
wager
not
on
going to
the
get
last
another
one?
classic HPOE
No,
curveball,
this is not a
please.
Hunter's
Jeopardy
game day.
style. I'd
No. All
like to
right. I'll see
wager
y'all after
10
the
points.
game.
All right, so Mel, if the guys get these two wrong and you get them right, then we've got a real tie on our hands.
Oh man.
But if either of them get it correct, then you've been eliminated as well.
I'm done for you. All right.
All right. So there are two possible answers to this question. So I will take either of these as the correct answer. What were my favorite Disney movies growing up?
Ooh. Growing up. I'm just trying to think like age,
How many answers
decade.
can we like throw
It
out
would
there?
help if you guys knew how old I was. That's a big deal there too.
Plus or minus 30 something. Disney movies by release date.
Question, is this specifically just Disney or is the Pixar branch in here as well?
We're gonna say it's all encompassing.
All encompassing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh
Are live
my
actions a part of this or is
gosh.
it, I don't want to be like, is it just cartoon though, or are we going live action as well? That's quite wide at that point, you know. So I'm just trying to.
Yeah. I'm not gonna answer.
Dang it. Okay, fine. I get it.
Oh gosh.
One
Oh
person has
gosh.
submitted their answer.
And just one pick? Like
How
just one.
wild would it be if it was freaking James and the Giant Peach? Just
So random.
It's only one answer. It's just one.
Yeah, well, there's two answers,
Well,
but
two
I'll
answers, but
take
yeah.
either of them. Yeah. Okay. Hunter's so nervous.
Well,
Waiting
we
on
still
Mel.
waiting on Mel.
Yeah.
What do you got? T-Mobile up there? Jeez.
I'm literally looking at
I
Disney
will
movies.
say,
text has to travel.
Both Hunter and Andrew Mel have answered, and one of them is correct. And so,
that means
technically,
you're
eliminated. But you are free to answer if you know.
If I so choose,
just want to take it. Just take a guess.
I'm just gonna do it. Oh, all right, I'm hold correct. But that makes me feel like I could just say whatever. So I'm just gonna say whatever. I just picked one off the list and put it down since I'm done for anyway. So
okay,
it's fine.
Nice. All right. So, interesting that you said this. So Mel guessed The Lion King, but also put in Homeward Bound. That's funny because Homeward Bound, Francie and I watched a clip of that the other day on our way to Disney and sobbed like babies. So
yes, literally.
Hunter said The Lion King and Andrew said Toy Story. The correct answer would be either Aladdin, which nobody said, or
no,
The Lion King.
Let's go. We're back.
Okay, I did get one out of the two though, and I'll take that for myself.
That is good. Good job. Yeah, when I was a kid, I had Lion King sheets, I had Lion King backpack, I had a Lion King pajamas, I had a Lion King birthday party. All Lion King.
I
was born in 91, so it was my era.
Perfect time.
All right,
let's go.
So it comes down to Hunter and Andrew. Hunter has 11 points. Andrew has 10 points. So this next question, if Hunter gets it right, then Hunter is deemed Nick's best friend.
Game day champion. Oh, yes, and that.
If Andrew gets it right and Hunter gets it wrong, then we'll have to go to we'll have to pull a random question.
Oh,
so,
man.
Last but not least, and I will, the person who guesses closest here will get it correct. So there will be one distinct winner here. How old was I when I first visited Walt Disney World?
Gosh.
This one's hard because I don't know how much I've even talked about this. This one's going to be a guess from both of you. I have talked about it before, but it's very specific.
Were you late in life? I don't recall.
Andrew has made his guess.
Did you not see the glory of the Disney parks until you were 13 years old? Oh my gosh.
I
had to follow up Andrew with a clarifying question.
Well, now I think what I said was obvious, but now I'm like,
That could mean nothing. My question clarifying could mean nothing.
What?
Just guess, Hunter.
I'm going to have to play the statistics here.
Like, where'd you go to high school at?
Where did I go to high school? I can't reveal that answer.
In the panhandle.
What?
Right?
Okay, I have two of you have both given me a number. And I am assuming that both of you mean years in that, correct?
What are you talking about? Of course. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
Days old. Is that what we're dealing with here? You went on like your
Andrew, you
day?
Obviously also you answered me by saying that seems obvious. So you said years as well. Okay. So first of all, I did not grow up in the panhandle. Francie grew up in the panhandle. I grew up in Central Florida, was born in Tampa, grew up in Central Florida, lived by Disney my entire life.
That would be nice then.
Andrew guessed 6 years. Hunter guessed 5 years. The correct answer is 4 months. So Hunter wins this one. Yes, I was a baby who went to Walt Disney World.
Ooh.
There are pictures of me. My dad was golfing at Disney, and I'm on the back of the golf cart. My namesake, Nicholas, is after Jack Nicklaus, a famous golfer, and I don't play golf, so really failed in that department. But that means, Hunter Hazen, you are the winner of Who is Nick's Best Friend. Congratulations. I'm proud of you.
I'll be honest. I was sweating it early on.
You came from behind.
We put it
together. I'm proud of all of you, though. You guys all, you really remembered a lot of details and conversations that we've had, so thank you. Listeners, send me your messages. I want to see it. Appreciate that. Thank you guys for humoring me. I had a moment where I questioned whether I was going to do that or not because I didn't want to be conceited and make it all about me, but that was a lot of fun.
That's why we're all here. That's what we're doing today.
Really fun.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it. That was fun. So it is now time for Christmas. And we're going to one at a time, let you open a gift and then give you the context for the gift.
Oh, I love
and
it.
We'll start with AJ since she came in last place. She's been out for a minute. So AJ, go ahead and open your gift.
Set my mic back up. It's been a minute. Get the dust off. Shoot.
Why don't we start with Andrew?
Right. What? What?
I'm just
too
kidding.
Late. I already got the scissors in my hand.
I'm just kidding.
Ready to go.
I was trying to tell a joke.
What was your joke?
I said, why don't we start with Andrew?
I don't understand.
Where's your present issue?
Oh, he's got it.
Oh, you do have it. Oh, yeah.
He's
okay.
Got his.
I
Santa
missed that.
Came through the elves. Wow. All right, AJ's okay, got her cool. box, and you can open the box, so reveal what's inside.
Guys, this has been sitting on my kitchen counter for how many weeks now?
I don't want you guys to like overly excited.
We got the same box.
It's a brand new car. It's a friendship bracelet.
All right, so
and it says CEO. Oh my. And it literally matches what I'm wearing right now. This is actually going to make me cry.
So I picked friendship bracelet because, you know, just makes sense. And then also the colors are sort of pastel. And I remember you saying at one time that,
oh,
like,
so
you dress like you're from the Lover era, but you actually are a folklore girly. So I felt like it would make sense for you to have a Lover era friendship bracelet. Yeah, those are Taylor Swift references for nobody who understands. But the word on there or the letters on there are very important. They say CEO. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to like talk to you guys about why I picked what I picked and like what I'm leaving you with in that. So CEO, yeah, get ready for the tears. CEO means like from the get-go, AJ, you've been a boss. Like you have been just killing it, crushing it. You are somebody who can walk into a room and just like demand like attention without even saying a word. And I feel like that energy is just going to carry you so far in life. It is so cool to see how you continue to crush it. I feel like being able to watch your journey as an employee of Disney has been really special. And I think that that's just like the sky's the limit for you. So can't wait to watch you continue to grow and develop. And I think what's even more special is that like, you have that energy of like boss, but then you also have a massive heart underneath that. And I think that's what's going to carry you even farther. You have such a love for people, bringing people together and just having fun with a group. And so keep doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you. And I'm excited to continue to watch you just like crush it from the outside. So
you have no idea how much that all means to me and how much I aspire to be every single word that you said
you don't have to aspire
to be it.
If by
the end of my career and my
it.
life here, I can still emulate all that, I'll have lived a good life.
Well, keep on rocking it, CEO. All right. I think I'm going to go, Andrew, you're next.
Oh, yay. I love being next. I need you all to know.
This was a journey for sure.
My package got here today. I live the closest to him.
You really do.
All right, let's see what we got in here. Oh, it's a box.
Andrew's got a box. Looks very
similar.
Hey,
I got one of those too.
To AJ's box. And Mel's box. Paper.
I haven't even looked at my box yet. It's still in the thing. Don't tell me.
And it's got a bag.
Switching it up a little bit for Andrew. It's not a friendship bracelet. It's a keychain.
Aw, man. And, so, you know, everyone knows that I love Star-Lord.
So it's a leather keychain and it has Star Lord engraved on it. And I picked Star Lord specifically because it took me back to our Dr. Foster episode, Andrew, that was released to Patreon. We talked about which character you loved, you know, being friends with the most. And you said Star Lord. And there's a lot more depth to that that we don't have to go into detail with. But but I feel like I don't know. I just felt like I wanted you to have like a piece of that with you because you also, there's so much depth to you, Andrew. You have like one of the things that will always stick out to me when with you, Andrew, is when we were at Hollywood Studios and I was able to secure Oga's reservation for the group. And the reservation ended up being like, there was one less on the reservation than mm-hmm. we were as a group. And so I was like, you guys go have fun. I'm going to like go walk around studios for a while. And everybody else was like, all right, sweet. And they just like went straight into Oga's. And you stopped and looked at me and you were like, what are you doing? Like, you're going to go by yourself. And you were so concerned about like what was happening to me. And I was like, look at the heart that this kid has. And so I just appreciate that so much. I appreciate the human being that you are. I can't wait to see you continue to crush it. But I just feel like that love that you have for others is really going to carry you far in life. Like whatever you do, whatever like journey, like you end up walking in, the compassion that you have for people is one of your strengths. And I feel like Star-Lord has that as well, although sometimes he has a weird way of showing it. But yeah, it's just really special. And I love you, bud. So
I love you too. Thank you so much. Yeah, now I think everyone knows how much I love Star-Lord, and I love you too. I love you a little more than Star-Lord, but I appreciate it.
A little more.
I'm going to take a little pause right now before the next person opens, and I'm going to transfer my old keychain that I've had since I was 18 and put this new one on. So give me one moment.
Oh, this is a ceremony we're having here.
The changing of the guard.
I love it.
Mel, you can start opening your present.
Okay, I will cut.
There it is.
Like legit, it? This thing is so old.
Is that South Carolina?
Buddy, that looks a little dingy.
Well, I'll explain what this is actually in a little bit. Yes, it's the South Carolina flag, but I found this in a parking lot, and I thought it was
so
cool.
Special.
So I kept it.
Key distribution system.
All right, Mel's got a box.
I'm excited.
Much
it's
like the
so
others.
Cute. I love the box. No, like I'm using this for something. I don't know what, but I am.
I love it.
I want to be careful.
I love watching people open presents. This is like one of the best things ever.
Oh, what is it? 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 Oh!
All right. So Mel also got a friendship bracelet. And I really, really tried to wrap my brain about like what words I was going to put on your friendship bracelet. My brain was going to like something princess, something New Jersey related, something Cuban related, but I couldn't narrow it down. So when I was thinking about princesses, like what about a princess like connects all of them, and that is worthy. So I put worthy on yours. And I think that that's because you are such a giver, you are selfless, but you are so worthy of everything that you want out of your life. And I know that there's a lot of depth to that for you right now.
Yeah, no, you're making me emotional right now. There's a lot so, going on that this really connects to. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Which, you know, I'm thinking about and praying for sure, but you are definitely worthy of everything that you want out of life, Mel. And it's been cool to see like you and John and hang out with the both of you. And I know that like he absolutely like is the perfect fit for you. Like it's so much fun to like watch the two of you together, and getting to do a Patreon episode with you guys was a lot of fun as well, and hanging out in the parks. Yeah. But just remember that always, that like whatever curveballs life throws at you, you're still worthy. So
no, you're wonderful. I'm literally tearing up, guys. I hate myself right now.
No.
Really, this is so nice. And it goes with my pajamas. I'm
there you go.
Much. Thank
All
you.
All right, Hunter. Last but not least,
game day champion.
Might not be far off there.
I got a box. No,
it's a really nice box.
I know. I feel like it'd be fun to have some like tissue paper ASMR going on or something. He also got a pouch,
a linen pouch.
Ooh,
regiftable.
So is the box.
Efficiency.
I got a keychain, and it says HPOE Imagineer.
Oh,
that's so precious.
This also goes back to our Dr. Foster episode, Hunter, but like we talked about like what makes you happiest, and you were talking about like making other people happy, and you do that so often, and you do that so well. You are a backbone of this podcast. You are such an organizer, and you have just really like all of us have really pulled our weight for sure the last few months, but you in particular, as we've navigated through like these weird waters that we've navigated through, you have led us in ways, but also just like listened and been a voice of support for anybody that had anything going on. And you know, obviously you're incredible with game days, and that's like one of your talents, and you'll continue to crush it with that. But I think just like with the podcast, when I think about like your role with the podcast, my brain goes to Imagineer, because you are so focused on like trying to make this thing the best thing that it can be for those who listen to it. And I want you to continue doing that, because you're doing a fantastic job at it. You are phenomenal. You're an amazing human being, And you won my best friend game day. So, I mean, that's a big deal too.
But, Points.
Yeah. I'll always say, like, Hunter's game days are my favorite, one of my favorite Disney attractions. And I say that and I mean that because you do such a good job of planning them, putting detail and attention into them. And that translates when people listen to them and find so much joy. They brighten up people's days. And the power that you have to do that is pretty incredible. So keep being you, bud.
Thanks, man. Love you, dude. Yeah.
Love you guys. Merry Christmas to all of you. I love you all
Merry
so much.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
Merry Christmas.
I appreciate Happy all of you holidays. So much. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for what you have meant to me, what you'll continue to mean to me. This has been so much fun. It's been such a fun journey. I was going back today in my brain and thinking about like previous episodes and like some of the highlights and some of the moments and thinking about interacting with you guys in person and hanging out and just so many incredible memories. Love you guys so much. I'm proud of myself. I didn't cry at all in this episode. Well,
you
kudos
did
to me.
I got more welled up than you.
It's
did.
Because you know it's not true. It's not a goodbye. You're gonna be here literally next week. You're never leaving. We're just gonna keep wrapping you in. Like
no, I've definitely had time to process for sure. But I do. I appreciate each one of you so much, and thank you guys for letting me do this. Thank you for humoring my game today. And
this was great.
Yeah, I'm excited for the future. So,
well, Nick, thank you for contributing as much as you have in the past months. I know it's been public for the podcast since, was it December, early December, like was the first episode we said something, right?
I think in November.
But it's been public for like all of us behind the scenes for months before that too. Like we knew this is kind of the direction it was going, and you have exciting things in the future, and we're very excited for you. But even though you're going on and doing other things, you've done so much to help us through, this past couple months. You've still had the spark, the Happiest Podcast spark going. Your ideas have been flowing. You've been eager to help, and we appreciate that and appreciate you. And I can't wait to just see what happens. And you're
we'll
teasing my words.
That.
I'm selecting
we'll
my
more.
Words.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that next week for sure.
Yeah, just to see what happens. Yeah.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Listeners, I just want to take a second to thank all of you guys so much. I've said this before. I said this in the episode where I announced that I was leaving. And since then, your messages to me, whether it's running into me at the parks or DMing me or comments, like all of it means so much to me. You guys are truly so special. You will forever have a special place in my heart. I have felt so welcomed into this Happiest Podcast family since day one. And I have so much love for the listeners. So thank you guys for listening and supporting me. Please continue to support these people. They are some of the best humans, and I want you guys to like love on them. You may or may not, the team doesn't know this, but you may or may not have a fun way to love on them in the near future on Instagram. So make sure you're watching Instagram today, the day this gets posted. More on that. Check out Happiest Podcast on Earth. But
before you move on from the listeners.
Is that another curveball?
Stay tuned.
Before you move on from the listeners, just like you say, you see listeners in the park and they're like, I can't believe you're leaving. I was shopping freaking in Texas here at a place called Shields. I like Shields. And a listener, shout out to Emma, who's one of our Patreon subscribers, was like, I'm just there with Bash. We're about to ride the Ferris wheel. And I hear a voice like, are you on a podcast? I'm like, maybe.
You're like, oh, I don't
who's
know.
Asking?
Am I?
Yeah, who's asking? No, I was nice. I was nice. But then our conversation led to, she was just like, I can't believe it's Nick's last episode. And I was like, I know, it's crazy. But even in freaking Texas.
Love it.
Not even in Orlando, but
I love
crazy.
It means the world. Truly, the support means the world to us, and I can speak on behalf of the team for that. Like the way that you guys have been loving on us, especially if we've navigated these last couple months, it's meant the world to us. So please keep doing that for these people. Do it. Love on them. Join Patreon, because now I'm a full-fledged Patreon member, baby. I've been a Patreon member since September of 2020. I've been on Patreon because I was a listener mostly at that time, so I get to go back to my old Patreon ways. Game on.
Like you're on the bench now. We're going to be
it's
like, hey,
full
we need
circle.
Someone. Hurry up.
I also want to say, for those that celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody. I hope you guys have a great Christmas weekend. Hope you get some time with your family, with your friends, however you're choosing to celebrate. For those who have to work, I hope that it is not terrible. Yeah, I know we've got people in here who'll be working this weekend.
Christmas Day? Y'all working Christmas Day?
I've got Christmas Day, but oh. I got the whole weekend off. I got tomorrow, oh. Saturday, and Sunday. Oh, yeah. I got a lot of plans. Dang. I got a 7 a.m. tea time tomorrow to kick it all off.
Enjoy. Enjoy your Christmas, however, whatever that looks like for you, whatever the holidays look like for you. I hope that you guys are find a way to make it special. I know it can also be pretty heavy and hard for a lot of people. And I'm not going to lie, the last couple of days have been tough for me. Just been going through a lot mentally. But, you know, I talked about this on my story. Just pause for a second and just like slow down and just pay attention to yourself and what your brain is telling you. That'll be the last piece of Dr. Foster advice there for you. But yeah. Find
we'll be,
ways to.
We'll be
just
making
take...
plenty of office visits in the future.
Yeah. Just let me know. My line is always
office
open
hours are open.
But yeah, love you guys. Thank you. Appreciate it. Happy holidays to everybody.
Love you.
Love you, Nick. You're the best.
See I'm gonna ya. I'm gonna sign off with adios.